paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs kibud avohem. This is tied into the mitzvah of respect for parents. Shehi kishon hamokoim lechvoidoi, whereby the Torah compares respect for parents to respect for Hashem. The Torah puts those two together. Ki kol hamenios mehadvorim shebigdusha, sheyesh lechol echod miYisrael, hu rak al yedei habegodim hatzoyim shehilbish, al yedei avoinoisov. Listen to these words. All the obstacles that a Jew has blocking him from accomplishing anything in Kedusha, whether it's learning Torah, davening, mitzvahs, from being religious, are all the obstacles come from the soiled clothing, the soiled garments that that person is wearing as a result of his averos. When he commits sins, he soils his clothing. And that's those soiled garments, Shehem Moinem Oisoy Menakedusha Me'oid Me'oid. They block the person and hold the person back from holiness in a very, very serious way. Kimavur B'maimur Hanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Torah Yudalit. Ve'elu Habigodim Atsoyim, these dirty garments, even though they were really caused and generated by the person's sins, there's another factor that plays a very important role in the garments of a person, and that's his birth, who he was born to. As a result of the fact that the person's parents were not pure and holy in thought, in speech, in action during the time that they were together, that's also what draws upon the child that's produced from that kind of union. It imposes upon that child begodim tsoyim, soiled garments, garments that have a problem with them, and garments that block the person from being able to come close to the Kedusha. Ki isa, because it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, she'oviv ve'imoi noisnin lahaben levush lenishmosoi, that the father and mother give their son, give their child a garment for his soul. And that garment plays a very, very important role in that person's avoida, in the avoidas Hashem. In the mitzvahs or averus that that person's going to do are affected in a very big way by the garment that the parents give him for his neshama. Ukishaloi niskachu ovavimoi koroi, if the parents were not holy, if they did not comply with all the laws of the Torah, number one, even from a halachic standpoint, and besides halacha, we know there's more than halacha even. Azai nechaz b'halavush b'chinas begodim tzoyim. Then this garment that they give the child that's produced has these begodim tzoyim. It has filth on it. It has stains on it. Sheheim moinin oisem yakedusha, which make it difficult or much more difficult for that child to be able to daven, learn, do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim than it would have been if the person did not have those soiled garments. Bibichinas, as Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, Hein bo'ovoin choylolti, I was created in sin, ubechet yechemas ni'imi, and my mother brought me, again with chet. He uses these terms, ovoin and chet. He's not saying this as an accusation against his own parents specifically, but he's saying that this act of hoylodo, this act of birth, bringing children into the world, is a very delicate thing. And Hashem created the world in such a manner that it's possible for parents to perform that act with holiness and purity, or chas v'shalom, the opposite. They can do it in compliance with all the laws and guidelines and everything of the Torah Kedoshah, or the opposite, chas v'shalom. And the Arizal says, according to how the parents conduct themselves, that's what determines what kind of levush they provide for the neshama of the child that's born. And that lavush has a major, major effect on how easy or difficult it is for that child to be religious. Vesehu merumos b'maimor hanal. And this is hinted to in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Shebnei ha-Talmidei Chachamim, the children of true Talmidei Chachamim, meaning Talmidei Chachamim, meaning very religious people, nishmosom behirois v'zakois, their souls shine brightly and they're pure. Machmas shehem shichu neshama behira v'zaka, because their parents were able to draw a very holy, pure soul. And again, they were able to give it a malbush, a garment that's also pure and holy. Aval bnei am horitz, but children who come from parents who did not know Torah, let's say, they didn't know Torah, they weren't religious, they weren't observant, nishmosom peguma, their soul has an obstacle, it has a defect, al yidei sheloi niskatshu avim v'imam koroi, based on the fact that their parents did not conduct themselves with the proper holiness according to the Torah. V'tzorech kol echod lizboil yegiois gedoilois, and each and every Jew has to suffer, has to go through major, major struggle, ad sheyafshit mi'atzmoi habegodom atzoim, until he's able to remove from himself, to strip away those soiled garments, ulahalbishes atzmoi bebegodom nekiim, and to dress himself in pure, clean clothing. This is spiritual, obviously. And this is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is saying over there in Likutei Moran. She'ikar ha'kovoid hu kisha rechoikim Hashem yizborach chozer metshuva kanal. That the greatest honor to Hashem is when those people who are far from Hashem are zeicha to do tshuva and come close. Ki bevadai kisha rechoikim chozer metshuva, because it's most definite that when people who are far from Hashem are zeicha to be chozer b'tshuva, v'azai he'mafshita mi'atzmam begodom atzoyim, and they remove from themselves the filthy, stained garments, u'malbishnas atzmam b'ksus nekiyah, and they dress themselves in new, clean clothing that are produced by their mitzvos and ma'asim tov and everything, b'vadai nizgadel ha'kovoid ma'oid. That elevates Hashem's kovoid dramatically, tremendously. Ki habegodim heim bechinas kovoid. Because Rabbeinu Zal teaches us many times that clothing is kovoid. Clothing is respect. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says about the laws of Shabbos, it says, v'chibadetoi, you will respect the Shabbos. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Kabdeyu b'ksus nikia. Show your respect for Shabbos by changing your clothes, putting on fresh, clean clothes, l'kovod Shabbos. Kimavur shom b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes that pasuk over there in Likutei Moran and explains it. Ki Rabbi Yochanan koro l'mani mechabdusa, because the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kovod. So we see, therefore, that the clothing is very much connected to kovod. And we're speaking here about elevating the kovoid to its source, which is Yiro. And we said the Iker kovoid Hashem is when you soichet to take dirty clothing and get rid of them and replace them with clean, clean, shiny, glowing clothing. Just like the Iker kovoid Hashem is Shabbos, keeping Shabbos. Because Shabbos is when all Jews remove their begodim tzoyim of the weekday, and we dress ourselves in the begodim nikiyim of Shabbos. V'zeu b'chinas kibud avoyim. And this will explain to us, give us a deep insight into this mitzvah of respect for parents. Ki kol echod tzorech litoin kovoid lo aviv imoy. Every single person has to give respect to their father and mother. Vayidei ze shenoisein lohem kovoid. And by giving them respect, ayidei ze nimshochen olov levushei kovoid. That helps the child be able to draw upon himself garments of kovoid. Because again, the garments come from the parents. And garments and karments are related to kovoid. So if I give them kovoid, It means it's as if I'm giving my parents garments, clean garments, and they in turn, it boomerangs. It goes right back to me. Through that, he draws upon himself garments of kavod, umafshit meyatzmoy begodim atzoyim, and this helps the child remove from himself his filthy clothing, v'neslabesh b'malbushei kavod l'nishmasoy, and he dresses his soul in garments of kavod. How do we know this? How do we know that by me giving them kavod, I'm going to get kavod? By me giving them kavod, which is garments, which is clean garments, I will get a clean garment for myself. Rabbi Nosson Zal says it's a pasuk. Bebechinas ki mechabdai achabed. Hashem says, those who give me respect, I'll give them respect. K'may shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu mechubod, who is a respected person? Who's a respectable person? Hamechabed es habriyos. Somebody who shows respect to other people. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki mechabdai achabed. Those who respect me, I'll respect them. Nimtza, we see from here that kishenoisin kovoid lo'aveviimoi, when a Jew is zuchet to pay respect to a father, to a mother, azai nimshach olav mehem, then the child receives from the parents, bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki mechabdai achabed. Those who respect me, I will respect them. It's a two, the kovoid flows two directional. Uboze toloi kol hatoyra kula, v'tikun kol hamaisim toivim. And upon this is dependent the entire Torah and all the good deeds that the person could possibly do. Kishezoiche lahamshich la'atzmoi kovoid me'ove v'imoi. When the child is zoiche to draw upon himself kovoid from his parents. Hainu bechinas malbushei kovoid l'nishmosoi, meaning those garments of kovoid for his soul. Shebozeh, because when that happens, when a person gets this new tuxedo from his parents, mafshit me'atzmoi habegodim tzoyim, he strips away, he removes from himself his soiled, filthy garments, umalbishes atzmoi b'malbushei kovoid. And he dresses himself in these new, respectable garments, these malbushei kovoid. V'al kenen, therefore, af al pi she'od ha'mechuyiv l'kabed es kol echad mi'Yisrael, even though every Jew is required to show respect for every Jew, K'may shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Mishnah says, Ezeo mechubod, which person is respected? A person who respects others, and others means everybody. Afal pikein, still, Iker ha-kovoid, sorech liten lo'ove v'imoy. The most kovoid, the most important kovoid, he has to show to his parents. Kedei lahamshich mihem al yidei zeh levushei kovoid kanal. Because when he gives kovoid to his parents, he gets back, the Arizal told us that the parents are the ones who give him his garments for his neshama. And if he gives them kovoid, which is a very holy garment, it'll turn around and it'll come back to him in the form of a very holy garment for his neshama. Ki bohem tolui ikar levushei kovoid shetzorach lekabel mehem. Because it's upon his parents, that it depends on his parents the most, this garment of kovoid that the child has to receive from them. Ki kol tikune masov tluyim kefi hamalbushim lenishmosoi shezoich lekabel b'chol eis me'ov v'imoi. Because what determines how good or bad a person's deeds are going to be, everything that person does, what determines whether it's going to be good or bad, it's dependent on the malbushim for the neshama, which he receives, shezoich lekabel b'chol eis, which he receives at all times, not just at birth. This is a continual process, which he receives at all times from his father and mother. Ki levushei nishmasoi mekaplim tomid chius me'ove v'imoi. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the garments, the clothing of your neshama, a person receives that clothing receives new life constantly from the person's parents. Kishom sharoshay, because that's their origin. That's where they come from. V'alkein sorech lechabdon. And this is why a person has to show respect for his clothing. Kidei sheyu halavushim bebchinas levushay kovoid. Said the clothing should be levushay, said these garments should be levushay kovoid. Bebchinas kimechabdei achamed kanal. Gam al yidei shenoisin kovoid love of imoi. In addition, by a person giving kovoid to his parents, he's also accomplishing a second thing. He's elevating and returning the kovoid to its source, which is yira. Kishom etzel ovoim hu shoyresh hayira, because it's by the father and mother that that's where the source of all yira is. Rav Nosson Zal explains this now al pi Kabbalah. Ki ovoim heim bechina shtei oisis rishonis shel shem havaya shem yudkei ki yadua, because father and mother are the two first letters of yudkei vavkei, right? The yud and the hey. The yudkei hu bechinas yira, and these two letters yud and hey, which represent father and mother, are associated with Yira. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, ki beko Hashem tzuroi lamim. Hashem created the worlds with ko. What is ko? The Targum says, Rav Nosson Zal says, v'targumoi dechilu Hashem, fear of Hashem, fear or respect for Hashem. So we see that ko, which is father and mother, is synonymous with dechilu, which is yira, respect. Ki ikar hayira hu bebechinas hayloda, because the main yira is associated with birth. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't quote it here, but Rabbeinu Zal many times in Kutran quotes the pasuk chil kayoleda, full of fear, like a woman giving birth. Chil kayoleda bebechinas bris, because birth is associated with bris. Bebechinas bereishis, which is part of the word bereishis, bris eish. The Tikkun Ezer says that the word bereishis is made up of two words, bris eish, or yore boishis. That's another configuration of the word bereishis. Ki tamon talyo yira, because that's where the real yira of a person is. That's where the real yira sashem of a person is, in the bris. As the Torah testifies about Yosef HaTzadik, who proved himself to be solid in Shmiras HaBris, the Torah says, Esu Elikim Ani Yorei, I fear Hashem, I respect Hashem. So we see that Shmiras HaBris is Yira, and Hoylada, birth, is associated with Shmiras HaBris. V'alkein Ovevi Moshe Zohu Lohilidoi, and therefore, a person's parents, who was zecher to give birth to him, umeyachar shezochu lohiloda dikdusha mizavugam, because of the fact that they was zecher to a holy birth as a result of their mating, alkein zivugam hu bebechina shmira sabris. Therefore, their mating is an aspect of shmira sabris, shubechinas yira, which is associated with yira. V'alkein his hira toira, and this is why the Torah warns us, ish Imoi ve'oviv tiro, that a Jew is required to respect and have fear for their parents. Tiro, yira. Imoi ve'oviv tiro, father and mother, they are yira. V'alkein tzorech lechabdon. This is another reason. This is the second reason why we said a person has to give kovoid to the parents. Kidei lahaloi sakovoid ulachziroi lesharoshoi. Because by doing that, he's elevating the kovoid and returning it to its source, which is shehu yira kanal, which is yira, as we just explained. V'alkein hekishon amokim lechvoidoi. And this is why the Torah compares kovoid for parents to Hashem's kovoid. Ki kol kvoid hamokim toloi.
Because the entire respect for Hashem
is dependent on respect for parents. Shaydezeh ma'aleh hakovod l'sharoshoy. Because we said by giving kovod to the parents, you're elevating the kovod to yira. Umalbish es nishmosoy belavushe kovod. And thereby the child dresses his soul in garments of kovod, in pure garments. Shebozeh tolui kol tikun mas of hatoivim. And the Arizal says that the person's whole entire religious life is affected by those garments to the neshama. Sheheim ikar kvoyde yisporach. And the person's maisim toivim, that's the main kvoyde Hashem. The person living a good, a proper, good religious life, that's the main kvoyde Hashem.